So this tends to be that time of year where there's a whole lot of advice being sought and a whole lot of advice being given for all parts of life. You know, we're still in the resolution, exciting new year, let's get awesome things done mode. So we start to consider big decisions and choices and we seek advice. And so often, what we're actually seeking is not advice, but something entirely different, which ends up leading us down the wrong path and making us angry. That's where we're going in today's Good Life Riff. And along with that, in our science update, we got some cool new research on how our hearts work and how exercise can actually reverse some pretty bad stuff and exactly what type of exercise we're talking about. So that's where we're headed. Today's Good Life Update. I'm Jonathan Fields, and this is Good Life Project.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Good Life Project is brought to you by Understood Explains, a podcast that's like a beacon for parents navigating the special education system. Hosted by Juliana Urtube, a special education expert, this season is all about individualized education plans, or IEPs. Juliana breaks down complex topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP in a way that's easy to grasp. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains about the difference between IEPs and 504 plans, and I was struck by the balance of empathy and practical advice. It's not just about understanding the system. It's about empowering parents and caregivers to advocate for their children, which is just so important. So I've known a number of people who've had to literally scramble to figure out how to advocate for their kids when the system seemed to just make it so hard to get the support that they need and deserve. So if you're a parent navigating this world, or even just wondering if it's right for your family, I encourage you to give Understood Explains a listen. Search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. It's like having a roadmap for a journey you didn't expect, making it a little less daunting. And we are back in the post-New Year's resolution haze. One of the things that I've learned in sort of my past history is that the power of resolutions tends to degrade exponentially as we move further from January 1st. That's why I'm not a huge fan of making them, actually. I'm a bigger fan of making daily intentions and taking daily action, committing to a daily practice. That said, I have a background in the fitness world. If you don't know it, I actually own two companies in the health and fitness space and then the yoga space. And it was really interesting to see the stats back when I was in the industry, in the fitness world, was that something like 12 to 15% of new membership for the entire year happens in the first few weeks of January. And then it sort of rapidly drops off until you hit May, which is then sort of like pre-bathing suit season, and then late September when people come back after the summer. But January is this time where we want to do big things and we want to make big changes in our lives. We consider lifestyle, health, and very often career and business, you know, like making big decisions. Should I change jobs? Should I do things like this? And we think about relationships very often too, along with those fitness and wellness and things like that. But here's an interesting thing that happens. We go out and we seek a whole bunch of advice along the way. what should I do? What diet should I try? What fitness routine should I explore? What job should I think about? How should I do this? How do I deepen into my relationship? We want other people to tell us what to do. And we go looking for advice, but here's the thing. Just because a piece of advice makes you feel good about the decisions that you've made in the past and is easy to remember doesn't mean it's right. So I give you an example here. Not too long ago, and actually this has happened many times to me over the years, I was having a conversation with somebody who was looking for some career advice. They were in a job and being offered, you know, like sort of the next step in the particular job. And they'd been in it for a pretty solid chunk of time. You know, they'd established themselves, they're comfortable making a solid living. But it was also pretty clear that they weren't growing a whole lot. So this new position within the organization, you know, would maybe allow for a little bit more growth, a little bit more money, but probably not. But it was comfortable. It was safe. They knew the dynamic, they knew the culture, you know, they knew the angels and the devils, and they knew the nature of the work. And they were also at a point in their life where they didn't want to destroy everything, and they, you know, they were kind of concerned, but they were really yearning for something different, but also locked into a certain deep seeking for stability and security. So they had this one opportunity to take a slightly different job in their current company, or do something, make a bigger change. There was an offer on the table from a completely different organization in a different industry, actually. And it would allow them to step into a new company, a new industry, learn and integrate into a new culture, have a whole different focus area, be involved with new teams and different projects. And it would require a lot of change, a lot of challenge. There was a lot of unknown in it. And at the same time, there was a tremendous opportunity for growth, for potential equity, for learning, for really getting back into the edge of what lit this person up. But here's the interesting thing. As they were sort of laying these two options out for me, it became very clear which one of them they wanted me to validate for them. And what also became really clear was that the way the story was told was that the person wanted not to have to step into the abyss of something new, the uncertainty of something new. And they really kind of wanted to continue along the safe path. And they told me, they wanted my honest input. They said, hey, like, these are the two options. I really want your honest feedback here. What do you think? But what they really wanted was my permission for them to be complacent. What they really wanted was validation for the choice to avoid both risk and growth. And I couldn't give it. I tend to be lovingly blunt that among the many entrepreneurs and people in organizations and careerists and friends and family, that's kind of become my reputation. I'm well-meaning to the extent that I can. I'm human. It doesn't always come from a place of love, but I really try and make it come from a place of love. I really try and come from a place of, you know, like generosity and kindness and love. But I'm pretty blunt also. I will ask you very direct questions and I will give very direct input. And when I see that somebody comes to me saying they want my honest input, but it becomes really clear that what they're looking for is validation, not truth. And the truth that I see would invalidate what they want me to tell them, I will tell them. I'm lovingly blunt. And that's exactly what I did. And it didn't land too well. And what I've learned over the years is this one truth, that so often we are so wrapped up in the quest for validation, often delivered in five-word slogans or simple yeses or grants of permission, which we don't need from anybody but us, that we've forgotten that real change, real progress, real growth only happens when we stop seeking validation and we start seeking truth, right? So true growth, the edge of life that makes things worth doing, worth becoming, worth living, it doesn't come from validation, which is often based on protectionism, an illusion or delusion of a fierce desire to not see things change. The real learning edge, the growth part of life, the thing that makes things really exciting and things come alive, it comes from truth. It comes from honesty. It comes from removing the veil of illusion and delusion and reckoning with reality. And that's something that I think this comes up every January when I think a lot of people are seeking to make changes or at least outwardly proclaiming that they're exploring changes and seeking advice and input and plans and systems and methodologies. And they want to get input from people on these big decisions. Be really careful. Be really careful. If this is you, and it will be you, and it will be me, it will be all of us at some point, be really, really, really aware of whether you're seeking validation for something or whether you're seeking truth, and whether you are looking for a reason to sort of stay a particular course or make a safe decision, or whether you are looking for honesty that may put you into a place of challenge, but also open doors to a much more interesting and alive future. That's kind of where I'm thinking about today, because it's that time of year. So do you have validation fever? That's probably my big question for you. Think about it, play with it, especially this time of year, and especially if you're contemplating big decisions and changes or small decisions and changes. Always be on the alert for whether what you really want, even though you may be asking for something different, is validation or honesty. And then understand why you may be leaning in one direction or the other. That is today's Good Life Riff. And I'm really excited to dive into today's science, which deals with exercise and how it works with the heart in a bit of a different way than we have explored in previous science updates.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Good Life Project is sponsored by Quince, a brand that is revolutionizing fashion. So their premium, durable apparel is sourced directly from top factories, bypassing the middleman, and their clothes are just so great and comfy to wear. I pretty much lived in their 100% Mongolian cashmere hoodie last winter, and now I just picked up a bunch of their Flowknit Breeze Performance tees in different colors. I just love the feel and the colors. And they also added 100% European linen button-down shirt, which feels so light and comfy. I'm so excited to be wearing it this summer. Quince offers luxury quality without the markups. And I also love Quince's commitment to ethical, responsible manufacturing. You'll feel good upgrading your wardrobe with stylish, values-aligned pieces. So upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/GLP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GLP, or just click the link in the show notes to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/GLP. Good Life Project is sponsored by Lexus GX. So have you ever owned something that inspired you to just up your game? For me, it was this high-end mountain bike. I love the ultralight frame, the suspension, the precision gearing, and I realized it deserved to be ridden to its full potential. So I started training harder so I could experience the joy it could give back to me. And it paid off. That bike helped me discover just new levels of performance and straight-up joy. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Imagine tackling rugged landscapes with the available 33-inch all-terrain tires and multi-terrain select, then unwinding with the available front-row massaging seats. This is a vehicle that inspires you to go further, to live up to its full potential. So why settle? Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Good Life Project is sponsored by NetSuite. So I remember when our businesses were just starting to really scale. It was amazing and also added complexity and stress. And the things that I used to do in hours were taking days, too many spreadsheets, too many systems, no single source of truth. If that sounds familiar, you should know these numbers. 37,000. 25 and 1. 37,000 businesses have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And 1, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your key performance indicators in one efficient system with one source of truth, manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. And right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/goodlife. That's netsuite.com/goodlife to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/goodlife. And we are back with this week's Good Life science update for those who are new to the podcast. And we have had a huge increase in new listeners over the last month or so. So welcome, 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 by the way. Very often on Thursdays, almost always at this point, but we're probably going to start to mix it up a little bit and play with some new segments. We do a science update. And that is basically just building on my complete and utter nerdosity. I love science. I love to devour research and ideas, and especially science that relates in some way, shape, or form to us living a good life, and very often to our ability to fill what I call the vitality bucket, our ability to optimize our state of body and mind, which is really critical in the desire and the quest to live our best lives. So I am constantly devouring information and once a week sharing in a science update some new bit of science, some new bit of research that I have discovered. And for my fellow geeks, I will also always include in the show notes a direct link to the actual research, to the study report for those who want to nerd out and go deeper into the study itself and see the modalities and the research methods and stuff like that. Today, we are talking about exercise and reversing damage to your heart, which is kind of interesting. So we have known for years that being active, being fit, is critically important to all body systems, that it's one of the things that helps regulate hormonal balance in the body, neurological activity, and regulates and also greatly reduces risk for disease. We also know that it grows brain neurons and all sorts of other fantastic stuff. And it's really important to having a really super healthy cardiovascular system so that our lungs are pumping well and that our heart is doing really well. Here's the interesting question that today's research dives into, and it comes out of UT Southwestern Medical Center. Cardiologists who were studying this were looking at whether exercise can actually reverse damage to the heart that has been done for somebody who's a little bit further into life, very often through simply being sedentary. And being sedentary as we age, what we know is that as we get older, a lot of things start to degrade in the body. And among those is sort of what happens to our hearts. And I'm gonna quote the researchers directly here. This is a quote from Dr. Benjamin Levine, who's the director of the Institute and professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern. And his comment comes in the context of what aging does to the heart. Apparently, when you age and you're largely sedentary, which is a huge percentage of the population as we move to knowledge work and become desk-bound and don't exercise, that very often can lead to a stiffening, a hardening a less lessening of the elasticity in the heart, and in particular, the left ventricle of the heart, which is the heart that is primarily responsible for pushing oxygen-rich blood cells out through the body. And here's what Dr. Levine said, quotes, "When the muscle stiffens, you get high pressure and the heart chamber doesn't fill as well with blood. In its most severe form, blood can back up into the lungs. That's when heart failure develops." So this is a bad thing. And this is something that tends to happen naturally if you are sedentary as you move into the middle and then later years of life. And that can lead to some really terrible outcomes, to heart disease and to also premature death. So what this particular research was looking at was, can you reverse this? So earlier research has shown that if you are active, if you are not sedentary, you know, through a lot of your life, that you can stave a lot of this off. You can stop it from happening. You look at a lot of people who have been athletes for their entire lives and then master's level athletes. And what you see is not a stiffening, but a very high level of elasticity and power in the left ventricle and the heart that allows for all these bad things not to happen. The question this particular study looked at was, for people who have not been that super athlete, who have not been active, people who have actually been really sedentary and started to develop a stiffening in the left ventricle, which would be, you know, like leading to all sorts of bad stuff, can exercise actually reverse this in participants? And what they found was really good news. Researchers looked at 53 participants that were sort of in the middle years of their life, age 45 to 64. A lot of those came from the well-known Dallas Heart Study, which includes 6,000 residents in and around Dallas. And what they did was they put them through what a lot of people would consider a fairly intensive exercise protocol, and they tracked them for 2 years. What they found was this, that when they performed the protocol 4 or 5 times a week, there was a tremendous benefit, but 2 to 3 times a week actually was not enough to make a difference and reverse the damage done by being sedentary. And you may be asking yourself, well, what was that exercise protocol? Was it some sort of insane thing? So I'm going to break it down for you. This is what they share. The regimen was 4 to 5 times a week, about a half an hour at a time. And on one of the days, they would do what's commonly sort of like known now as HIIT, high intensity protocol, where it's intervals. So high intensity interval training, which means that you kind of go mellow and then you do a short burst of more intense and then mellow and a short burst of intense. And they would do these where they would peak out pretty high. These, again, were done in a clinical setting so they could monitor all of this. These intense sessions were then they would alternate with a more sort of like a lower intensity session. And there would be one day mixed in there that was longer also that lasted for about an hour at kind of like a medium intensity type of thing where you're probably sweating, you're probably breathing a bit heavier, but you know, the classic, yeah, you can still carry on a conversation type of thing. And then one session also mixed in of strength training using weights or machines and stuff like that. So obviously, if you've been sedentary for a big part of your life, to sort of immediately start exercising 4 to 5 days a week, and sometimes at high interval levels and moderate levels, is something that most people aren't prepared to do. So part of the study protocol actually allowed for a ramping up window for about 3 or 4 months where people would slowly move into this level of activity. And what the activity found was that at the end of 2 years, which was the duration of the study, the people who had exercised showed an 18% improvement in what's known as their VO2 max or their oxygen uptake, which is a sign of cardiovascular health, and a 25% improvement in the elasticity of that all-important left ventricular muscle in the heart, which is the thing that is critical in allowing us to pump blood, oxygenated blood, throughout the whole body. That, by the way, is a huge change. And what's super powerful about that is we're not just talking about maintaining something really good. We're talking about a reversal of stiffening, which a lot of people thought for a long time was actually not possible, that, you know, you could stop the progress of degradation or stiffening, but you kind of, you know, were stuck with what you had. It just maybe wouldn't become worse. Now what we're seeing is that a really intelligent exercise protocol slowly ramped into, under the supervision of people who know what they're doing, 4 to 5 times a day, cannot just keep you at whatever health level you're at. It can potentially reverse some of the damage that's been done to your heart through being sedentary. And even when you're in the middle years of life, where you have maybe been sedentary for decades, there is still a pretty substantial amount of improvement. That is pretty awesome and pretty huge news. And it kind of ties along with some of the bigger trends that we're seeing in science and medicine now, which is showing that a lot of things which we thought were, you know, it's kind of like once you've lost it, you've lost it. And your best hope is just to kind of maintain whatever you have left. That across a lot of systems in the body is just not true. And what we're seeing also is that some of the most powerful interventions are not necessarily pharmacologically based. If you need medication, you need medication. I am not non-drug. There are plenty of things where it is critically important. But what we're seeing in the evolving research is that a lot of the most powerful interventions are actually simple, free, and lifestyle driven. And that is pretty awesome news. So that is wrapping up today's Good Life Science update. As always, as I mentioned, we will include a direct link to the research report so you can see the detailed protocols and the detailed results and outcomes. And I will be back with you next week. I'm Jonathan Fields, wrapping up for Good Life Project. Hey, thanks so much for listening. And thanks also to our fantastic sponsors who help make this show possible. You can check them out in the links we've included in today's show notes. And while you're at it, be sure to click on the subscribe button in your listening app so you never miss an episode, and then share the Good Life Project love with friends. Because when ideas become conversations that lead to action, that's when real change takes hold. See you next time. Good Life Project is sponsored by Lexus GX. So have you ever owned something that inspired you to just up your game? For me, it was this high-end mountain bike. I love the ultralight frame, the suspension, the precision gearing, and I realized it deserved to be ridden to its full potential. So I started training harder so I could experience the joy it could give back to me. And it paid off. That bike helped me discover just new levels of performance and straight up joy. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Imagine tackling rugged landscapes with the available 33-inch all-terrain tires and multi-terrain select, then unwinding with the available front row massaging seats. This is a vehicle that inspires you to go further, to live up to its full potential. So why settle? Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.